Kum Lenin La Black Gemara. Today we start Masechta Shabbos. Yud Beis Adar. Up to the Mishnah Beis Rav. A very quick introduction so you can understand. The 39 Malachas in Shabbos, and the structure of Masechta Shabbos is that first it starts talking about those things which you have to do before Shabbos. How to prepare yourself before Shabbos, what you can walk outside before Shabbos with, what do you prepare your stove, and metani and kira, and you know, all those things. And then how you prepare your animal, by behavior yaitza, and meisha yaitza, preparing yourself, all those things. Then, the seventh Pedic, we actually start talking about Shabbos itself. The Mishnah in the seventh Pedic in Klal Gadol lists all 39 malachas. The very last malacha that it mentions is hamaitzi meshus l'shus, carrying. And yet, carrying is the first malacha discussed in Shabbos, and not only that, it's the one malacha that's discussed in three parakim in detail. First one, for quite a few, nine blocks. And then we have it also in the 10th Pedic, in Hamatznia, and also in Hazoidik. Plus, also is, you know, touches on carrying. Anyway, yet it's discussed in the first Mishnah here for many reasons. Number one is because there's so many dinim, that, you know, so many corollaries that come out of carrying, and the Mishnah likes that. Or because it's the most common malacha that people breach, and therefore we talk about carrying, and we're about to tell you don't walk outside. Another answer is we're about to tell you don't walk, a tailor shouldn't walk outside with a needle because he might carry. People don't think that carrying is a malacha. It's a malacha gruihi. Why is it a malacha gruihi? Because the whole idea of Shabbos is that Eibishter rested, they created the world for 6 days, and on Shabbos he abstained from creating.
What's
the word guru? Sorry, guru means weak. So we, in turn, we manipulate nature a whole week, and on Shabbos we withdraw. Carrying is the only malacha that we do on Shabbos that we're not actually creating anything. You cook, you're creating something. You sow, you're creating something. Whatever you do, you plow, you're creating something. When it comes to carrying, you're not doing anything. It's like Shabbos.
No, it starts with
$50. Oh, there's another Gemara there.
Over?
Yeah, oh, there might be, there's one right here. Right there. And when it comes to carrying, what are you creating? The very same item that was there is here. As Tosis says, you know, Mali, what's a chilek if you go from Shizyochid to Shizrabim? Why should there be a difference? Or others are showing you say, if you carry a heavy object from one corner to another corner, you're not liable. If you carry a light object outside, you're chayv. There's no logic to it, and you're not carrying anything new. Now, the Isser of carrying on Shabbos is we learn out from Psukim. By Havar, when it comes to fire, we learn, the Torah mentions, you know, Allah Lissavari, Jechol Moshasechim, and we make a big machlek, it's a name. Why does the Torah highlight one particular malach out of 39? So either the Lav Yatzis, which means that to tell you all the malachas, you get Malkus, or you get Skila for. This malach, all you get is Malkus. Or the other opinion is the Chalak Yatzis. We would have thought that you're not liable unless you do all the malachas together on Shabbos. That's one way Rashi learns Shabbos. But the Torah says, no, even one single malach, you're also liable for. Or we would have thought that if you do a bunch of malachas, you only bring one karma chattas. So you know that every single malacha is a separate, independent naveda. And each malacha is a breach of Shabbos. That's what we would have thought. Or you'd have thought that, that's what we would have thought. One way of what Rashi learns, what we would have thought. But
how does feeding somebody else's animal come into malachas?
Absolutely nothing to do with anything. Yeah. That's Om Drabon. That's a Rabban, which we'll see. And also Sachta Beya. What do you call it? So then, we have... I lost my train of thought. So we were... But carrying is also alluded to in the Torah. Two psukim. According to some, two, can be one. But one pasuk is brought in Gemara later on by the Mishkan. Moshe Ben said, Alocha Yadayim, Vaychali Ha'am Ahavi. So Pasha Pshad, he had too much. But the Gemara says, no, it was Shabbos, and Thomas, don't take from your tent outside. That's Gemara HaZarek. The other one is Gemara even if you Zayin, where the Gemara says there, Ayyetzi Ishim Akhaimi by the Mon, and Pasha B'Shalach, and Ayyetzi means Al Yaitzi. And even the Gemara rejects that, that's according to the one who holds Al Yaitzi is Tchum Shabbos. But we hold that Tchum Shabbos is not Ma'atayda, not like the Ramu and Paschal and Rabbi. So therefore, what do you do with Al Yaitzi? It means Al Yaitzi, do not carry outside. So we have two psukim. Why do you need two psukim? Why do you need a Paschal at all? And especially two psukim. Because it's a weak malacha. We never, even though it's in the Mishkan, we never would have learnt it from the Mishkan had it not been for the fact that there are psukim that allude to it as well. And you need two psukim, one for the Balabais and one for the Oni. There was one for the guy standing inside the house, one for the guy standing outside the house, because you wouldn't learn one from another. And why wouldn't you learn one from another in logic? Because one of them is taking away from himself and one of them is bringing to himself. So we might have thought You can argue both ways. Maybe bringing to yourself, that's what a malach is. I'm achieving something for myself. Taking away means I'm taking away, get rid of it. Or the other way around. The whole purpose of malach is to bring it to somewhere else. So you took it outside. But if I bring it to myself, I'm not. So we need psukim for everything. It's a weak malach. That's why the tools of carrying also had to be in the Mishkan. They had wagons, and which was outside. And they take the beams and put them on the wagon, which is hachnasa. Right? Hayim helu krashim. I will see that from Memtes. So that's the malach of carrying. So there's haitzah, which is the av malach, taking outside, because that's what's yoytzi ishim kaima, don't take it from your tent, or you have chaliyama havi, took it from your tent into the street. And then there's hachnasa, bringing it in. Hachnasa, according to some rishonim, is a machlekes in the Gemara of the Beis on the Beis. Rav Papa holds that hachnasa is an av, and others hold hachnasa is a tulda. Others say that everyone agrees hachnasa is a tulda. What's the basis for hachnasa? It was in the Mishkan, they carried the beams. Or the Gemara will say later on, and Azaydik, mali afuki mali yuli. In logic, what's the difference which way direction you're going? Okay, that's a 12 hachnasa. Then you have carrying four amos and shusarabim, which is a whole different malacha. The Gemara says later on, how do you know you're not allowed to carry four amos shusarabim? Because halacha l'moshe mesinai. According to the Baal HaMoir, what exactly was halacha l'moshe mesinai? According to the Baal HaMoir, the halacha l'moshe mesinai was that four amos of a person is a shus, it belongs to you, is a shusar yachid. So every time you carry more than four amos, it's as if you took from shusar yachid to shusarabim. So it's really four amos is a corollary of carrying outside. Others say no, the shusarab walks with you. So your four amos are always walking with you. So how can you call it that? So if it's on your halacha measure mesinai. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is zaydik. Whatever you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to throw. The fifth thing is meishit. You're not allowed to stretch out. Machlek is showing you what exactly meishit means. Does meishit mean I'm standing on one balcony and you on another? And it's only on the same length, same side of the street. Two opposite the streets. We're not over matreid because it wasn't in the Mishkan. On the same side because he had two wagons, one behind another, and we passed beams. Is it I'm picking it up and putting it in your hand and you're taking it? There has to be another person there to actually receive it and take it and we do it together. Or I'm doing the whole thing there. I just need another person that lands in his hand and I'm doing the whole thing. Whether that's meishit. And so on and so forth. So there's so many intricate dinim, that's what we're learning from here. Our Mishnah goes a step further. Our Mishnah talks about that you didn't walk outside together with the object. You're in one place and you're transferring the object back and forth. The Mishnah, instead of, it talks about a guy standing inside, a guy standing outside, and the Mishnah delineates the same cases for the person standing inside, for the person outside again, because the Malacha Gruyi. So weak Malacha, we wouldn't know one from the other. Because the Baal Bas is taking it away from him, the Araman, the poor man, is taking it to him, so maybe one is different than the other. Why the Mishnah uses the word balabos and ani? So the Rambam writes, and the Midi writes, because the Mishnah wants to find the easiest or the shortest amount of words to use, and you'll understand what we're saying. As soon as we say the word balabayis, you conjure up in your mind, where's the guy standing? In the house. When you say ani, where do you think the guy is standing? Outside. But so this is only a partial pshat. The Rav Avadya Bat Nura, whoever says, there's a big chiddush in our Mishnah. Where he says that the pshat in the Mishnah is, well, we would have thought that if you're doing you're giving tzedakah. When you're feeding somebody on Shabbos, and mitzvah eats more than just tzedakah. You're enabling that person to eat a sort of Shabbos, and you're doing tzedakah. So maybe you'd be potter then for carrying outside. And the Mishnah therefore says, Ashivani. That's a good question. Maybe there's no room. So you were kind of mitzvah tzedakah. You would have thought you'd be exempt. The Mishnah says you're not exempt. Because we have a rule, Tor b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, you are potter. You made a mistake and because of a mitzvah got you all excited and you didn't mitzvah, you took a lulav and you picked the lulav up, you went outside with it because you saw sukkah, you got all excited, then you potter for carrying a Shabbos. And the Mishnah wants to tell you, no, you're chayav karma chatas. Okay, that's the intro in the Mishnah. Now let's learn. No, Moshe, one thing. More. When you carry a Shabbos, it's made up of three components. You have to lift it, akira, you have to transport it, and then hanocha, putting it down. Three components. Big machlekes in the Rishonim and the Achareinu, medayik in the words of Rishonim, Rav Gimel and Aleph. There's two ways, there's three, four ways of looking at it. But kitzur, the way is part of it avera and part of it the conditions in order to who to give the responsibility for this avera. One way of learning is, this is the Rivar and Rashi's Rebbe's. The avera is a transportation. An object that was here is now here, that's avera. But when are you liable? Who are going to hold responsible if you pick it up and you put it down? So, you need akida, haitzah, and hanocha, but the akida and the hanocha is only the tenoim, the who to hold responsible. But the avera, the trigger of Aveda is the transporting, crossing the boundaries. Rashi learns, no. The Aveda is the Akida. You move the object from its original place. That's the Aveda. But we're not going to hold you responsible. The Tanoim are that you have to take it to the other to Shush and put it down. The Taisus brings holds no the third way. The Aveda is putting it in another Rishus, but you're not going to be responsible unless you're the one also one who picked it up from the first original Rishus. Okay, three ways of learning. But what happens if you only did one or two out of the three? Then you're no longer Chai Matayda only with the Rabbanon. So our Mishnah is going to include the cases of the Taita, the cases of the Rabbanon, and include them all together. Why don't we say Chatzishir? What do you mean it's only with the Rabbanon? If you did Akira, I picked it up and I carried it across and someone else put it down, I should be Chai because I did Chatzishir. So the Midi says the famous words which all the Achareim talk about. There's a difference between Chatzishir and Chatzimalacha. Chatzishir means you ate the treif, but you didn't eat the full kazayis that you're supposed to eat. So that's called a chatzishir on Yom Kippur. Over here, the problem is you didn't do the whole malacha, not slacking in the shir. The malacha is made up of picking it up, carrying it, and putting it down. You only picked it up and carried it. You never put it down. You only did half of a job. Half a job, you're not chayiv. Chatzishir or chatzim malacha. And then what about the fact that Shnaim Shasu, two people did the malacha, between the two of them malacha was done? The Gemara will explain later that, you know, Shabbos, Shnaim Shasu, Pturin, two people do malacha Shabbos together, they are Pater. Whether that's only limited to Shabbos or Kol HaTeira Kula, Machlekes, in Achrein, in Mekor Chaim, in Chavaz Yoy, and others, and so on and so forth. And okay, talk about it as we go along. In the 9th, the 10th, 11th Pedic. Setting my right, now we can start the Mishnah. Yitzias HaShabbos, carrying out in Shabbos, Tayim, the two principal malachas, which is Avos. HaShabbos is made up of 39 of malach, principal malachas, and then there are tulis. According to one opinion, there are 39 tulis to every single Av. 39 tulis to every single Av. And these are corollaries. They're also Asim Mahatera. So what's the difference if you call something a tulis, you call an Av? We'll see later if you do an Av, and it's tulis, you only bring one carbon. If you did an Av and another tool, you bring two Karbonis. So the Avas are two. Shehein Arba. Now what are the other two? The other two, we're going to learn later, are going to be only Midura Bonin. Bifnim, for the guy standing inside, which we'll call the Balabas. In other words, when he takes things out, he brings things in, as we'll soon see. And Shtayim, Shehein Arba Bechus, that two from the Torah, which equals another two Midura Bonin for the guy standing outside. Ketzad, what are we talking about? Ha'ani, Ayim Bechutz, the Mishnah first lays down the ground rules. The poor man stands outside, the Balabai is Bifnim, and the Balabai stands inside. So let's start talking about the poor man. Parshat Ha'ani Esyodel Lifnim, the poor man stretched his hand out, he had with him a basket. He wants to have some food, or he has an object in his hand, and he puts it into the window. So he did Akiri, lifted in the Shusarabim, put it through the window, did the Hachnasa, brought it inside. And he placed it inside the hand of the Balabais. In other words, the poor man did the entire malacha. The Balabais did nothing. He just stood there. He was a lame in a galem. He just stood there. You took it from the Balabais' hand. So the poor man put his hand in the window, empty hand in the window, took the item from the Balabais. So he did the Akira, took it out the window, and put it outside in the street. That's called Haitzah. And Rashi says he put it down on the ground, and others say he didn't have to put it on the ground, he just stood there with it, and that's enough already. Ha'ani chayiv u'balabai is potter. The poor man is chayiv, and the balabai is potter. Why the poor man chayiv? He did the entire malacha. The first case was hachnasa, the second case was hitzah, taking it out, and the balabai is potter, completely potter. We'll talk about that later. Is he really the balabai, totally potter? Next case. So that's focusing on the poor man too from the Torah. Now let's talk about the rich man. Pasha Balabai Lechuz, the rich man took his hand and put it out the window. That's it. We didn't do the Arba yet. We'll see in the next part. Next case. Pasha Balabai Lechuz. So we're now focusing on the Av Malachas, which is Mahatayra. Or at least the Malachas Mahatayra. Whether they're both Avas or one is Av and a Tula, just talking about Machlekes. Parshat Bal Habayis says Yodeluchud. The Bal Now let's talk about the Balabais. The Balabais had a basket. He took a platter, a food platter, and he took it out the window and gave it to the poor man. So he picked it up from the table. Akira. He took it out the window. That's how he saw, and he did Hanocha by placing it in the poor man's hand or on the ground. He's Parshat Bal Habayis says Yodeluchud. V'nasan l'tech, and he put it Yodeshalani. He put it in the poor man's hand. So that's squat. That's Haitzah. Oh, he should not tell mitoich. He took it from the poor man, the hechnis, and he brought it inside the house. Bal habayis is chayiv. The bal habayis is chayiv. The only part in this case, the bal habayis did everything, right? The bal habayis first of all did the hoitzah, and the other case did the hachnasa. And what did the poor man do? Nothing. He was just part of the furniture. He stood still. So the poor man is totally potter. And the way Rashi was using mutter lechatzchila. Rashi is mutter complete. Not lechatzchila mutter. Okay, those are the two from the Torah for each one. Now the rabbanim. Parshat Esa Ani Yodlifnim. Go back to the poor man. The poor man did the hachnasa, right? So he picked up, he had something in his hand, he picked it up from the ground, he put it through the window. So he did two components, right? He did the akira, lifted it, put it in the window. But the notl balabais, the poor man didn't put it down, he never did the hanocha, the rich man standing in the house took the basket from his hand to fill it up with things. So in this case over here, the rich man helped out, did the hanocha. Yeah, so as Rashi will learn later, in this case, we're going to count the akira of the poor man. So we're only focusing on the akira as the one who started the avera, because that's the main avera. The avera is the akira. You took it away from its original place, from mokum hanocha. That's the avera. The conditions are that you have to go through the window and everything and put it down. So we're going to count this as one case of for the poor man of an akira of a hachnasa. Or the rich man placed it in the poor man's hand, and the poor man took it out. So who did the akira in this case? The rich man. This is a case of akira of haitzah for the rich man. The problem with case another one like Rashi is we're jumping now back and forth from rich to poor, poor to rich, before we put it together, the two of the poor, the two of the rich. Now, we just did a case of the poor man's akira and the rich man's akira. Okay, now next one. Parshat Balabai says Yodit. So that's two. One for the poor, one for the rich. Next, Parshat Balabais Yalachutz. The Balabais took his hand out of the window. So here the Balabais did again. Akira of Haitzah. And Venotl, the poor man took it from him. So that's another Akira of Haitzah. Or the poor man put it in the rich man's hand. And Vehechnis and the rich man put it in. This like that's Akira of the Oni. Shneem Pturin. Both Potter. Because each one did only part of the Malacha. Okay. Now the Mishnah, we have a very similar Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, but over there it doesn't give the examples. It just says Shtayim Shein Arba, but there the Mishnah has a collection of a number of cases where Shtayim Shein Arba. Like we'll see, there's Maris Nagoyim, leprosies, there are two that are the main ones, and then you have Sapachas, which means you know the ancillary. We're similar, but not exactly the same thing. You know, a little different shade of white, which considered a leper. We'll have by Tumah, we're going to have Shtayin Shein Arba and by Shavuos. Just remind you quickly what it is, and so we'll go quickly about it. Shavuos Shtayin Shein Arba is Lahora Lehetiv, the Torah says. If you made a Shavuos that I will do something that's going to harm myself, like I will not eat, or Lehetiv, I will eat something which is good for you. So then, and I didn't keep my word. So you bring a carbon oil of the Yodid. That means depending how rich or poor you are, that's the kind of carbon you bring, an animal, a bird, and so on. And what about, and the extra two is about the past tense. Achalti or lo achalti. I did eat, and it's a lie, you did not. Or I did not eat, and it's a lie, you did eat. So that's the past tense. So those are the two extra ones that you learn out. So there's two for the future, two for the past. Okay, so that's how. So that's called Shtayim Shehein Arba. They're all also Matayda, but two of the principal ones and two ancillary ones. Then you have the same thing by Tumah. By Tumah is unique. By Beis Hamikdash, you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, you're Tumah. You had to know you were Tumah, you forgot, and then you walked in. So we had two principal ones and two additional ones. The two principal ones are, you knew you were Tumah, you forgot you were Tumah, and you walked in the Beis Hamikdash, and then afterwards you remembered you were Tumah. You got to bring a carbon oil of the Yodit. The other one is, you knew you were Tumah, you forgot you were Tumah, and you ate kachim. And then you remembered later. You got that's the principal ones. The ancillary ones are that you always knew you were tummy, but you forgot that this is a carbon, and you ate it, or you forgot that this is the base of Migdash, and you walked in. Not exactly sure practically how that's possible, but you forgot that you're walking in the base of Migdash. So those are the two extra ones. So all of those cases are mahatayda, and then it mentions Shabbos, Shtayin Shein Arba. Okay, so now the guys want to know. Tanhaus Gnun over there, Shvu is the case of Shvu is Shtayim Shein Arba, the two principal ones, which is I will eat, I won't eat. Shein Arba, which I did eat and I didn't eat. Yidiyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba, the knowledge of Tumah, two, that four. Two, that you forgot that you were Tumah and you walked in the base of Migdash, you forgot the Tumah and Karbonis. And the extra four is that you knew you were Tumah, you forgot that this is the carbon, you forgot the base of Migdash. Or Maris Negoyim, the two principal ones of Negoyim, which is Se'es and Beheres. And then you have another two additional ones. Where are we? And two other ones. And we said that Beheres is snow, and the other one is lime. Oh. And Se'es is white like a wool of a sheep, and second to that is the white of an egg. Second line from the top. Then we have, Yitzias a Shabbos, carrying a Shabbos, a Shtayin Shein Arba, two which equals four. Our Mishnah breaks it up into 2 equals 4 for the guy standing inside, 2 or 4 guys standing outside. And why? Masechta Shavuos, it just says 2 equals 4. And doesn't go a step further for the person standing inside from the person standing outside. Mishnah Hocha, the Tony Beish and Dal Befnim, says it, 2 for the two principal ones, and which become 4 for the person standing inside the house. Ubeis Shehin Arba B'chutz, and 2 which become 4 for the poor man standing outside the house. Mishnah Hassan, why? Masechta Shavuos, the Tony Shtein Shehin Arba Shulay, says 2 there 4 and no more. Answers the Gemara. Hocha the Ike Shabbos, over here is the main sugya of Shabbos. These are the laws of Shabbos here. If it makes sense to go into such detail, that's why the mission delineates all the possibilities. You know, delineates all the possibilities. The guy standing inside, the guy standing outside. Tani Ovis Vitali Tulis. It says the Ovis, it says the Tulis. Now, what are the Tulis? Hachnosa. Clear from this part of the Gemara here, this is section of the Gemara, that the Av is the Hoitzah, and the Hachnosa is the Tulis. It mentions both cases. Hashem over there, the Lavik Shabbos. Over there, it's not the main laws of Shabbos. Others, Tani, will only tell you the laws of Eitzah. That's why you have a total of 4. And Tulus Le Tani doesn't mention Achnos at all. Says the Gemara, Others, my name Yitzias. So I understand. If you're only mentioning Others and you're only talking about one guy, then there's only 2 Yitzias. Others, my name Yitzias. The Yitzias to the heaven, there's only 2. Total of 2. There's a guy for the guy standing inside the house and the guy standing outside. How do you even get 4? If we're only talking about Yitzias, or you have the total 2. So it's clear the Gemara, this section of the Gemara, clearly, of course, everybody learns that Yitzah is the Av and Hachnasa is the Tula. Hachnasa is only derivative from Yitzah. Anyway, there's only 2 Yitzahs, right? If we're only focusing on Yitzah from the Torah and Yitzah, you're saying Yitzias is Yitzah. So there should be the Yitzah of the Balabais. He takes his hand out the window, and then the Oni, he took something from the table and took it outside. That's all. How do you get Shein Arba? What do you get to 2? If you're not including the Hachnasas. Says the Gemara, No, we're only talking about Hitzos, but there's 2 Hitzos of the Torah, and there's 2 Hitzos that are only Midravan. So we're not talking about Achnasa, only Hitzos. It says in the same Mishnah or a bunch of other cases, every one of those cases, they're all Mahat Torah. When it says by Shvur Shtein Shein Arba, by Maris Negoyim Shtein Shein Arba, and so on, they're all Mahat Torah. In fact, we're only bringing Maris Negoyim because the other ones that we learn out that it's Mahat Torah, we learn from Maris Negoyim. So in the same Mishnah, it tabulates all these other cases we have Shtein Shein Arba, and they're all Mahat Torah. Mahosam kulul chiyuva, just like when it comes to negoyim. All 4 cases is mahatayda. You're a leper. So the same thing. Avhochi nami hoytu kulul chiyuva. There should also be all chayiv. Don't tell me that 2 are the rabbanon. El omer a papa. A papa comes along, and here you have machlegi the Rashi, but another Rishonim how to learn a papa. But let's just learn like Rashi. Hocha the ike Shabbos. So here is the main sugya of Shabbos. Toni chiyuva upturi. Here, taki, you learn all the chiyuvim, all the upturim. Hashem the Lavik is Shabbos, so there's not the main Shabbos. Chiyuvim Tani Ptur LeTani. There he mentioned the Chiyuvim. Nobody will talk about Achnos as well, but we're not going to mention the Ptur and the Rabban. Chiyuvim, my niece, if anyone has a question, I still understand how to get 4. What are the Chiyuvim? Yitzias, Yitzias, Tatan, Havin, Lechayda. There's only 2 Yitzias. Answering Mother, Shtayim, the Hitzav, Shtayim, the Achnos. Answering Mother, no, we're including Achnos. Is the pshat that we're including Achnasa even though it's a tulda, or is the pshat we're including Achnasa? Because that is an av as well, according to the puppet. That's the machlekes of the shayin. Well, Yitzias, Tony, what are you telling me then in Masechta Shavuos? We're including Achnasa. It says Yitzias, a Shabbos, the same Lashon Hara Mishnah. Yitzias, Shabbos, Shetayim, Shein Arba. And if it's Yitzias, it means only Hitzah taking out. How do you include Achnasa bringing in? Omer Avashi. Avashi says, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hoitzah Karle. Hoitzah is also a generic term. When you contrast Hoitzah, Hachnasa, Hoitzah means to take out. But if you're talking about generally on Shabbos, it's either Shabbos, it's either carry, transporting, either direction, bringing in or taking out. They both come under the banner of Yitzias, and therefore the Mishnah and Shavuos, because it says, they're all Ma'atayda, 2 Hoitzahs and 2 Hachnasas. Says Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that the word Hoitzah includes Achnos as well? But it's not, because in the very Mishnah, in the 7th Pedig there in Klal Gadol, where it includes, it delineates all the 39 Melachas there. It says, Hamoitzi Mirashus L'shus Chayv. If somebody takes out from one domain to another domain, you Chayv. Now, I forgot to tell you, in Shabbos, according to the Torah, there are only 2 domains. There's either a private place, Shus Yachid, or a public place. And in a public place, you're not allowed to carry 4 Amos. In a private place, you're allowed to carry as much as you want, but from a private to public, you cannot. Now, what's the definition of a public place? We'll see in the above. And then what's the definition of a private place? We'll see there as well. But, in the above, there's another dimension called Mokam Tur. from the Torah said this is neither Rishus Yochid nor is Rishus Rabbi, called a Makom Tu. The Rabbanan then created a fourth dimension called fourth place as called a Carmelis. According to Rashi, Carmelis from the word forest. A forest is not a private place, it's open to the public, but the public don't use it. Right, it's the public don't really use it, so it's called a Carmelis. And the Rabbanan decided to impose all the dinim that you have in a public space. They put it in a Carmelis because people get confused. They don't understand what's a chilek here or there. Yeah, so that's a Carmelis. Now, it says there, if you're carrying from one domain to another domain, which is from Rosh Hashanah to Shabbat, you're liable. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say which direction you're going, so it sounds like all directions, whichever way you go, whether you're going from inside, outside, outside, in, you are liable. So we see it's a Hamoitzi. And yet it includes Hachnos as well. Otherwise, it should have just said Hamaitzi Lirishus Rabim. And I know what it means. So because it says Hamaitzi Mirishus Lirishus, it means either direction. Chai. Milo Yaskin, aren't we referring to the Kabayil Mishus Rabim Ziyachin, whichever direction, whether from a public space or a private? The Kokor Lehetza. The time am I. So what's Taka the Svara? How can you use the word Yitzia for Hachnasa? Because Kol Achidas Chayfas Mimkoyim Matana Haitzakarleu. You take it away from its original place. As far as the original place is concerned, that's what Haitzah is. And this is the basis for what Rashi learns, that the main Malacha of carrying is Akira. That's the Aveira. The Aveira is you took it away from the original place. Of us, you're not liable until you put down another. A condition is you're not chayv until you put another shus. But what's the aveda? Taking it away from its original place. So, as we said right here, the word haitzah is the fact that you removed it from its original place. That's what the word haitzah.
Which is interesting because if it's in a rishus yachid, it doesn't really start.
It's still akira, but you're not chayv. It's akira heter.
Potentially, you're saying that aveda starts at akira, but there's nothing happened.
Retrospective. When you put it down, this is the aveda. You took it away from its original place. As long as you meet the other criteria.
If you take it from the original place, take a mile away, come back and put it in the original place.
Yeah, we'll see later in the Gemara that if you take something outside and you bring it back, you know, if you know, it's a big shaila. You walk out of shul, you took a sikhi, you put it in your pocket, or you took something to read and put it in your pocket, and then you're walking in the street and it's just a rabbi, and suddenly you realize you have something in your pocket. What should you do? Many opinions, but really the best thing to do is go back where you came from. Because we have an expression, go back to the shul without stopping. The moment you stop, it's over. Because lo yis abed machshavte. One of the main things about Shabbos is it has to be maleches machshavis, which has a number of meanings. But one of them is you have to achieve something. If you don't achieve anything, then you're not liable. You know. So therefore, if you take it outside, you bring it right back where it came from. Lo yis abed machshavte. You didn't achieve anything. That's what you're supposed to do. Right, others say continue walking, you put it in your house, so you picked it up as Yachid, put it down as Yachid, and therefore you're not chayv. However, the Me'idi and Ksuvis and other Rishonim hold that, and in fact, Tesis right here in the bottom of the page, they try to make a mistake in Tesis, but Tesis in the bottom of the page says, Mavir, Mishus Yachid, Mishus Yachid, Derech Shazam, the chayv. Tesis says clearly here, you pick something up in the shul, and you bring it, and you don't stop in the street, and you go home, and you put it down, you're chayv mahatayda. What avay did you do? Mavir. But you didn't pick it up as Shurab and put it down as Shurab. So Tesis holds here clearly, like the Me'iri and Ksuvis, that the Aveda is the carrying for Amos. The condition is putting it down and picking it up. Who cares where you put it down and pick it up? As long as you did it, you picked it up somewhere, put it down, you're chai. For what? For carrying for Amos Shurab. Clear. However, people try to make a mistake in Tesis and said it shouldn't say Mavir, it should say Zoyr, or whatever. Say other things. But, and Shuzayoch goes on Meshit, not on Mavir. But forget the mistake. The fact is, we have Rishonim who clearly hold it. The Rashba and Erevin, the Flam Gimel hold this way. There are a whole bunch of Rishonim that hold this way. Which I told you before, the Nafkamin is what's the Aveira and what are the conditions? Others hold that you have to pick up in the Shusarabim but put down, I don't care where you put it down. Others hold you have to pick up, you put it down in Shusarabim, I don't care where you pick it up, and so on and so forth. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara here. Says the Gemara, so therefore the word Yitzia can include also Hachnasa. So therefore the Mishnah Shavuos is talking about the principle Melachos Ma'atayda, which is two for carrying out and two for bringing it in, one for the Baal Bais, one for the Ani. Says the Gemara, Omar Avina, says, Masni Si Nami Dek, I proved you from our Mishnah. Diktoni Yitzias, our Mishnah also starts with the word Yitzias. And what's the first example? Ketzad. What's the first example? The poor man standing outside and he puts his hand in the window. What is that? Hachnasa. You started off Yitzias Shabbos and the first example you give us is Hachnasa. What does that prove? That Yitzhak includes everything, both directions. The Kamafada, Shachnos Lalto, Shmamna, good proof. Rav gives another answer. Rav says, no, Yitzhak a Shabbos doesn't mean carrying out. Yitzhak a Shabbos means that there are two, Steinchen and Arba means there are two domains. There's a Rishus Yoch and Rishus Rabbim. And there are four ways of carrying that you're chayv. Steinchen and Arba Lefnim, Steinchen and Arba Lechutz. Rabbi Rishu, Tani Rishu Shabbos time. But two Rishu is according to the Taylor. She's a Yachin, she's a Rabbim. Navas, how do you carry? So Yitzir doesn't mean taking Haitzah, it doesn't mean Hachnasa. It means just transporting from the two Rishu. Shtayim doesn't mean you're going to say Shtayim means Hachnasa and Haitzah, but it says Yitzir. No, Shtayim means that two Rishu is. The two Rishusim, she's a Yachin, she's a Rabbim. She's an Arba, and four different ways of carrying. Okay. Says Yimar Abayte, Omle, Ramasa, Labai, Ramasa, Labai. You're telling me that there's only Shtayim Serim Arba Finim, a total of eight. L'chayda Hatam Lehavin, there's only eight. Tartitz Lehavin, L'chayda, there's much more. Because every time there's an Akira, every time in the case, remember the last four cases of Rabbanon, the poor man picked it up, put it into the window, and then the rich man took it from him. So we say, oh, the poor man did an Akira of only Midr Rabbanon. But at the same time, the rich man put it down, so the rich man's Hanacha should be counted. So for every Akira, there's a Hanacha. So count another four to Rabbanon. So why are you saying there's a total of eight? There's a total of 12. So you're more, why are you only focusing? There's eight. Tartar 7 is 12. Says the Gemara back, if you want to count already all the people involved in every case, there's another four. The Taimech Shisa 16, where's the other four? The first case is the Mishnah, where the poor man picked it up, put it down into the rich man's hand. Why don't we count the rich man there as well and call him Potter? In other words, add four more cases, the person on the receiving end who did nothing. And the Mishnah says that Balabai is Potter or the Oni is Potter. But there's four more cases here where the people are involved, four more cases of people involved, and then they're Potter completely. So it's a total of 16. You want me to include the four cases with the person on the receiving end. Did an Issa de Rabbanon, and you're asking me why aren't they included? So I'm telling you, you want to include every single possibility. There's another four cases where there's a person on the receiving end doing nothing. Include those. Said Gemara, the holocaust, that doesn't bother me. Why? Bishleim, Baba Dereshia, the first four cases where the receiving person did absolutely nothing. Potter Mutter. Like Tani, but I'll mention it. Elababa the Sefer, the Potter of Alasa, but in the second cases, they both did an Issa de Rabbanon. Why are you only focusing on one guy? Include the other guy just as well. What's the chilik? In the first cases, one guy did the entire Veda that I said, no one did nothing. Potter. But the other case, what happened there? Why did we include them? Now, this thing here that is Potter and Mutter, all the Rishonim, Pe'echad have a problem here. And the problem is very simple. We have a rule called the evil of sitting Mikshu. That you're not allowed to help someone, you're not allowed to give someone treif to eat. And this, I can't say I wash my hands, it's his choice. If that person eats treif because of me, then I am liable. So if I'm standing there and the poor man's giving me his basket to fill it up, then the person on the receiving end can't walk away and say, I'm exonerated. You're evil, listen to evil. What do you mean, potter? And actually, mutter lechatchila. What do you mean, listen to evil? And now, the truth of the matter is, we learn in Psochim and in Avodah Zarah, that when are you chai for Lifnei Iver, only betray Avre Denora, two sides of the river. In other words, this person could never have, a Nazir, could never have reached the wine on his own without my help. So then I'm evil Lifnei Iver, sit in Michel. But if that person could have taken without me anyway, and I just offered to give him, to help him out, I'm not evil Lifnei Iver. So therefore, if he could have put a basket on the table, let's say. But then we have an Issa called Messiah. Messiah means you're not allowed, even if you could have done without me, if I'm supporting him doing Aved, it's also Aved. And what's the basis of that, according to some Rishonim, is Madoch, we say that Kot Neuchel Aved is Bezim Sum Lafrisha. If a child is eating treif, I have to try to stop them. So surely I'm not allowed to help them eat a treif, even though they can do it without me. So, Tosis comes up with a fascinating answer. As difficult as it is, he had no choice. He says, we're talking about a goy. The poor man was a goy. So there's no lifnei iver giving to the guy. Well, when we talk about the rich man putting it outside in the poor man's hand, why isn't the rich? The poor man puts it in the rich man's hand. The rich man is not iver because the poor man happens to be a guy, or the rich man. The rich man receiving it is a guy, and if the rich man is putting it outside to the giving it to the poor man, the poor man is a guy. Therefore, there's no lifnei iver. Then Tate has a question, but the din is on Shabbos. Sorry?
Wouldn't that be like the first potter mutter case?
It's exactly what we're saying here. Why is the other person totally mutter? When, in the case where we say that the poor man did everything and the rich man is potter mutter because the rich man was a guy. Or the case where the...
should be listed. There's no one doing anything wrong in this case.
The poor man. The poor man is outside.
He's not doing anything wrong.
No. One of them is a yid, one is a guy. The one who's doing the malach is a yid. The one on the other side is a goy. So there's no lifting even. So the rich man takes the thing outside the window and gives it to the poor man. He says, rich man, you're chayiv. The poor man is a goy. So the poor man's not even lifting even. Says, Taisib, but it's not true. Because with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed on Shabbos, you're not allowed to even let a goy go into, you know, and give to a goy, give the goy's hand inside your house to take it outside. Because the Rabbanon looks like he's carrying for you on Shabbos. So it's also awesome. Says Tosfos, yeah, but if the goy's object is in your house, and he, no, the rich man's giving the goy back his basket, then there's no iser. So what a modern zach. The Mishnah's talking about a guy, a goy. So others say, simply, very simple, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, there's no iser for the Baal HaBos. He's only Lefneiver, you're right, but we're not discussing the laws of Lefneiver. So how come Tosfos doesn't answer that? He'd rather answer, we're talking about a goy, which is so far-fetched. Because the Pashtus, or not Pashtus, you can say it like this. There's two ways of understanding the iser Lefneiver. What aveda am I actually over if I'm Lefneiver? Let's say a guy eats treif. I gave a person treif to eat. And now the person ate treif because of me. What's my aveda? Is my aveda also like as if I ate treif? Because I helped this person eat treif, and therefore I get the same, I share in the aveda that I helped this person do. Is that pshat? Or the pshat is no. His aveda is treif. My aveda is another aveda altogether called lifneiver sin mishul, which is a generic aveda for all. I don't care what happens as a result of my lifneiver, I'll always get the same aveda, lifneiver. My nafka mina here. I helped, because of me, this guy carried on Shabbos. So lifneiver. Is lifneiver mean that I now have a share in his aveda because I'm mostly carrying a Shabbos? Or lifneiver is a separate aveda altogether? So Rashi says, and those other Rishonim that say as far, and Tzishanim and others say as far as Shabbos is concerned, you did not do aveda, learn lifneiver is a totally separate aveda. So when the Mishnah says that potter mutter lefil chatchila, we're talking about as far as Isa Shabbos is concerned, you did nothing. You did do an aveda, that's lifneiver. We're not discussing the laws of lifneiver here. But Tosfos holds that lifneiver means that you have, you share in that person's aveda. There's no way you can call the guy potter mutter because lifneiver, you just carried yourself, unless the guy was a goy and there's no lifneiver. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's right in the middle. We have to finish two more lines. So the Gemara says back, so my question is, so why are you only listing 8? You list 12 because for every time the Ani is not Kida, the Baal Bais is not. Says the Gemara, Kasha, tomorrow also is Tainus Esther. We're not going to have that much time to learn. Mi Ika, one day at a time. Mi Ika Bekula Shabbos Potter Mutter. That's a general question. You tell me the first part of the Mishnah means the guy is totally exempt. But Amma Shmuel learned Kol Ptudei the Shabbos Potter. Every time it says in the Gemara or Mishnah, Potter on Shabbos means Potter Mahatoida. But Asim is Rabbanan. But only three exceptions that were your Potter and your Mutter. Which means our mission is not one of those three exceptions. Our mission means potter and aser. What are the three cases? The potter umut. One is umam alocha she'ein letzich legufa on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't, you dug a hole on Shabbos. But you don't want to dig the hole because you want the hole. You want the sand. You want to do the malacha, but not for its ultimate purpose, the way it was done in the Mishkan. That's called the malacha she'ein letzich legufa. That's what Tosfos learned of Tzadik Dalel. What malacha means, and Rabbi Yehuda says asim hatayde, but Rabbi Shimon says that it's only midraban. So Shmuel is saying, according to Rab Shimon, who holds that Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa is still awesome, there are three cases that will allow you to do it. One is Tzedat Tzvi. What's the case of Tzedat Tzvi? Reuven sits in his house, a deer comes in his house, he right away sat down by the door, does not allow the deer to escape. So he trapped the deer. And then Shimon says next to him, Chatzah Shmuel, Shimon didn't do anything. But then when Reuven moves away, Shimon now is the one who's blocking the door. Shimon didn't do any aveda because he didn't trap. He's not removing what Reuven did. So therefore, he did no aveda whatsoever. Number one. Number two, tzedas nachash. You're trapping a snake because it's going to harm people. So you don't want to trap the snake to keep it. You just want it to harm. That's a malach zil gufa, which is awesome drabbanan. But over here, because of this harm, not sakonis nefashis, but tsar, the chacham said, you know what? We'll allow you to trap the snake to avoid the tsar. Because only drabbanan. No, in case sakonis nefashis, you're allowed to mehatel, do whatever you want, kill it. The third thing is a mapis mursa. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to open up a boil on Shabbos if you want the pus to go out and you want the air to come in to cleanse it. Because that's boina, mahatayda. But if you do it in malacha leguf, all you want is you want the pus to come out. You're not interested about the air. You just want the pus to come out. That's a malacha. But you ain't leguf. You're not doing it the way it's supposed to be done in the Mishkan. When you made a hole that you did it for both, you made a door you wanted, you know, to go in and out. Here, you want a door only to go out, not to go in. So it's a malacha leguf. But because it's painful, the rabbanu will matter. So now. So the Chayda, our Mishnah does not answer the Gemara. Ki itzich le Shmuel p'tudikov and Maisa. Shmuel is talking about those cases where you did something. The Chayda, you should be liable. So he says over here, but there are three exceptions that you're totally mutter. Oh, but p'tudikov and Maisa, and our Mishnah, he didn't do anything. Iketuvah, there are many cases in the Shabbat, you don't do anything, you're potter. So the Gemara goes back to the original question. Become welcome. Tati Sri Havin, there's a total of 12. Answers the Gemara. Pturi the osibul the chivchatas kachoshim. Those pturim that eventually lead to a chatas like an akira. The one who does this, I'm learning Rashi because the other shayin learn differently. Rashi says the one who did the akira is the one who could end up doing the entire malacha. And that's the main malacha. The principal part of the malacha is the akir. The rest is only a condition. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah focuses on. The guy who did the hanocha just ends the malacha and might be part of the conditions, not part of the aveda. We're not counting them at all. So therefore, that's how Rashi learns. Other learn that the one who transports is the one who's counted, not the one who picks it up, and the one who puts it down is transported. The one who asked the question there in all the laws of Shabbos, Potter and Mutter, he thinks that L'chayda, Lifnei Ivid, is also part of Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, it's no different than Shmuel's cases. And the answer is, no, it isn't. It's Lifnei Ivid. It's not the Shabbos. And as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's Potter and Mutter, and we're not counting that. So that's the Shakutai here. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbos.